Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
You know, I always like to hear from you, right? 086-000-959. WhatsApp number is 063-688-0959. I would love to hear from you. Your take on that conversation we just had. Yeah, I was terribly confused about a few things, and I'm not sure I'm clear on those, as I said. We'll have that conversation again on Monday. But I just actually want to hear also, you know, whether you heard something different, whether you understood it differently, and what do you make of that conversation? Now, on to this now. Unfortunately, reports coming through later on today that there was a shooting in Eldorado Park at a school. At a school. Gunmen coming into a school, shooting. I don't know whether it was random or whether they targeted somebody, but this obviously is a concern. Deraline James, you all know Deraline James, now with Action SA, anti-drug activist as well as an MP. Deraline James, thanks for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much once again for having me on your show.
What happened, Deraline?
You know, 1 minute I was driving in to Aldo's, and then I got all of these messages, and my phone started ringing, and frantic messages from mothers saying that there are children running through a school shooting. I could actually hear the gunshots go off while those messages were being sent. And next minute, I just got quite a few videos of children being traumatized. You know, school gates are closed. That's not the only incident that happened. The very school my niece attends as well, there were school fights. A learner was stabbed earlier on today. So that is just the daily portion of what unfolds at the schools in Eldorado Park on any given day. So what I'm explaining to you this evening and what happened today is not something that happens once in a while. This has been happening for the longest time ever. And I heard you saying earlier on, you know, unknown gunmen.
Mm.
You know, it's not even gunmen, mm-hmm. It is children.
Yeah.
It is children who have firearms tormenting this community. And I think it's important this evening for me to call for an immediate response from the Department of Education as well as that.
So these are known children, as you say, that
these
went into
children,
the school.
A couple of hours ago, I just received some screenshots where they are saying tomorrow these gangs are going back to a particular school. There's usually a warning day before.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's usually a warning, and that probably no one takes seriously enough. And until someone dies or there's an injury, and then it sort of all systems go.
You spoke about a stabbing as well.
Yes, there was a stabbing at Lanciaville Secondary School, and I've just seen a report earlier on a statement released by the SGB saying that, you know what, they're calling on everyone, the community, the department, everyone for an intervention, because while teachers were trying to stop the one fight, another fight unfolded, and unfortunately a learner was stabbed in his back, and parents were coming, and obviously fighting with the teachers. I believe a physical fight broke out between teachers and parents, because I think the teacher wouldn't allow, obviously, you know, for the sake of trying to keep peace and, you know, allow the one parent to see the boy that actually stabbed his son or something to that effect. So, you know, teaching is not happening in Eldorado Park. On Monday, I visited a school in Cliptown, and I asked the principal and the deputy principal there if there's one thing, you know, if they had a wish list, what would be the three things that they would put on their wish list, you know? And, you know, one would expect, you know, paint for the school or fixing of the bathrooms. And the first thing they said was school safety, because teachers fear to come to school. Learners aren't safe. It's just chaotic in this community.
Deraline James, thank you so much for that. Let me quickly go to a local councillor as well. Councillor Kaldin, we've spoken to you before. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. How are you?
You know, this is obviously not good for us to be hearing that a school shooting happened,
yeah.
A stabbing again has happened. Can you give us an account of what happened according to your own eyewitness account?
So, you know, it's one thing to talk about what you hear and what you see on social media.
Mm.
It's another thing to actually live in this community.
That's
and
it.
Live in actual fear.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be on a local government level. You're the most underpaid person in all spheres of government, but you do the most work
mm-hmm.
when it comes to government.
Mm-hmm.
Government has failed talent communities. We just have to put it out there. Another thing is that we are not getting any intervention from SAPS, our local police station, provincial government, or national government. We've got so many MPs in and around Eldorado Park, Clipspate West, everywhere, Like, everybody's talking about El Dorado Park, but nobody's giving us solutions as to what needs to be done in El Dorado Park. Yes, these kids are known. These gangsters are known to the community. But what are we doing as government to say, let's help our children? Are we giving El Dorado Park skills development centers? Are we assisting with psychological assistance, therapy, anything? What are we doing to implement or call on social development to say, let us help these families? Because it's one thing to say, come out of a gang or hand your child over to the police station. But what are we going to do when that child comes out of prison? Is there something for him to fall back onto? It's from one thing to the next. If it's not Uber robberies, it's Palestine and Israel in El Dorado Park. But the leadership of this country is supporting Palestine. They are supporting Palestine when our colored communities, there's an onslaught of our children killing each other. When are we going to say as politicians, it's not about the money. Let's actually serve our communities. We can talk and talk and talk the whole day. If the three spheres of government, man, is not going to come together and say, let's address what needs to be addressed, we're going to continue to have this problem.
Were there any arrests today made?
There was three arrests made, according to SAPS. We don't know how true that is. There was shooting at Willow Crescent. I received reports around just before 11 or to the hour 11. And while it was happening at Willow Crescent Secondary, it moved to Lanciaville Secondary. Now, Willow Crescent Secondary was not known for any gang violence for the last few months or years, in fact. We know that gang violence has been a problem in El Dorado Park Extension 4 at Silver Oak Secondary and Lanciaville Secondary, but not at Willow Crescent. So this came as a shock to myself as the ward councillor, as well as many of the parents in the community.
I want to go quickly to Dominic Palmer, who is a CPF member. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Evening. How are you doing?
Well, I mean, this is not good news. You know, your take on what happened today.
So, like Councillor said, at Willow Cliff, we didn't have this behavior, right? And I'm going to say, and I said to the parents, because I'm speaking to these parents, and I'm saying, you know, we know who this kid is. The parents also know who this kid is. Are we going to wait on government to help us? Or is it our responsibility to help our community? Because I feel it's our, as parents, it's our responsibility to put our kids at task. They are actually moving around with these firearms. They are stabbing our own kids. So when you address the community, some of the communities, they really get so upset because now they're saying we're pointing fingers. What's up? Like Council said, we're not 110% sure were the arrest done. We're not sure about that. How many times do we have to fight regarding these gangsters? We have the Varadors and we have the Fast Guns in our area. We know these kids. We do know them. But parents don't come forward and say, listen here, my kids have a firearm. We don't do those things. We keep it for ourselves. So when things really happen, now parents want to fight with everybody. Is it the police? The police is there to actually protect us. But are they doing what they're supposed to do? Isn't it our duty to protect our community? We live in this community. Some of our stepmothers don't even live in our area. So how many times do we have to call on steps, but then they come 10, 15 minutes later?
Dominic, Can I take a quick break? I've got to do this. And I want to come back to what you've just asked. And I will continue this conversation in just a short while. But I do need to take a quick break. And I'll be coming back with Councillor Caldeen. I'll be coming back with Geraldine James. I'll be coming back with CPF member Dominique Palmer. All right. Let's continue with this conversation. And this is on the back of a school shooting in El Dorado Park. We obviously heard earlier on today that, you know, this is not unique to today. This happens sort of regularly, and it's a concern to us. So we just decided to bring a light to this conversation. And we've had this conversation so many times about the issues. Dominique, thanks for being patient with us, and thank you so much for staying with us. Your concerns going forward, Dominique?
Yes.
What are your concerns going forward? What can be done right now?
Right now, I think as community members, the colored community members need to stand up. We need to stand up. Like last year, we had our Yes Movement. And government promised the community a lot. And nothing has been done. How many kids are we still going to lose in our community? How many kids? How many kids are we going to still bury?
Let me ask you, Dominique, about a year and a half ago, I think, you had a campaign to try and get the police commander removed in the community. Mm-hmm. I think it was about a year ago. And there was a sit-in for a while, I think about 100 days or something like that. And it eventually did happen. Did that change anything at all?
I'm going to be honest with you. No. It didn't change at all. It didn't change. As a CPF member, we actually first on the scene, and set comes afterward. You understand? So where does it leave the CPF members in El Dorado Park? Because those people are working for free, and their lives are also in danger. So are we protecting CEPs? I don't know. So by the end of the day, for now, we need to stand up once again and say enough is enough. We honestly need to do that. And we need to get these kids in a program as well that we can help them. We don't want to put them in cells, but they need to come a program in El Dorado Park.
Geraldine James, Geraldine James wanted to respond to some of your comments. Geraldine?
I just wanted to say, you know what, the statement that was made earlier on, that it's all talk and no action, I think that is true to the greatest extent. I think as community stakeholders, we have been doing the most for the longest time. We have been connecting with various schools across El Dorado Park, and we've managed to move a lot of youth that was at risk from that space of sort of bullying, that space of gangsterism, into now actually contributing positively towards the community. At present, I just spoke to Shiro Pillay earlier on, about a program that we are also currently running. In the week, we met with some parents, Cheryl, as well as the team. And, you know, there's quite a few boys who have said, you know what, we want to turn our lives around. So what we are saying as a community, we're not asking for complete handouts. We are asking for a hand up from government. Yes, there are many MPs in the community. I'm one of them. And I'm one of those MPs that have not done nothing. I'm one of the people who have slept outside SAPs during our 100-day campaign. And we have written to all governmental departments. I don't think we should just brush that under the carpet and say nothing has happened and it's all talk. It is this government that comes, that makes promises, the instability from the various spheres of government, local, provincial, and national, that comes. Today you have a mayor, tomorrow you have someone else. Also, the state of our community when it comes to service delivery. Our community is dark. The grass is overgrown. This is where these guys run into to rob these Ubers. There's no lights in our street. So, yes, when we say that all spheres of government needs to account, everyone needs to be held accountable, and not just the community and not just government. Parents are also a big problem in this community. I've known of many cases where children were arrested. The parents go down to the police station. They fight with the police. So I'm not sure at this point, you know, what is the actual approach. But all I know that it needs to be an integrated intervention that includes all stakeholders, And I think everyone just needs to take off the mask and be real in terms of what needs to happen in this community. There was also a time, because today's peddler, tomorrow's kingpin, there was also a time when I had a campaign that speaks to banning ochre pipes. Because a lot of our kids are dropping out of school because of ochre pipes. And some of the leadership in this community proudly said that the ochre pipe has got absolutely nothing to do with behavior. So there's a whole lot of things that we need to address holistically as a community, and not sort of say that nothing is happening. A lot is happening, but it needs all of us.
But Darylene James, when you were campaigning, you were not in government, and now you can no longer say government. You are a government. So
no,
where
absolutely.
You sit, where you sit now, you know, you now have proximity. Tell us about what you're planning to do
absolutely.
When you sit in Parliament.
So I think if you have watched some of my videos, I think I have clearly highlighted the plight of our community. A couple of weeks ago, I happened to mention what is happening in our prisons, and I said that our kids go in as peddlers and they come out as kingpins. 2 days later, because I serve on that committee, the Committee of Correctional Services, you saw that action was taken at Sun City Police prison. We will now also be doing the same at other prisons in the Western Cape. I continue to advocate. Tomorrow I will be releasing a statement calling on Department of Education and all other role players, as well as the committees that I serve on, to hold to account those who are not doing their jobs in this community.
So
and this is exactly why I'm in Parliament.
When are you going to write to the Minister of Police? When are the police in the province going to come and do something quite serious about what's happening in Dorado Park?
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I didn't write to him. I actually met with him in Parliament, and I said to him, El Dorado Park is the only police station that is under-resourced, gravely under-resourced. Your record reflects that we have X amount of police vehicles, we have X amount of members, but when you come to the ground, you find that that is indeed not the case. I was made a promise that they will be looking into it. As we speak now, I have sent a message earlier on to the National Commissioner. I have also spoken to General Sibiya. I said to him that in the morning they will be getting a letter from me highlighting what is happening, and I'm calling for an immediate intervention in El Dorado Park and all other affected communities. So the idea that I, and you know, as a member of Parliament, am not doing anything. In fact, I've gotten a lot of backlash from people saying, why am I only advocating and why am I only calling for resources for El Dorado Park? And I said, you know what? Charity begins at home.
But you know what, Geraldine? It's still early, hey? It's still early to be seeing your own praises. We still need to really see some change. It's still early. You've got fresh blood. Let's see in a year whether you'll still have fresh blood. Thank you very much for your time. Anti-activist and MP.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Darylene James, who's an Action SA, a member of Parliament. Let me give you a chance to respond, Councillor Kaldin. She was responding to you in particular. Can I just get your response, please? Councillor Kaldin.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes, I'm sorry. Look, I'm not interested in personal gripes and political gripes. Right now, it's about the community. It's about our children and mothers who have to pick their children up. It's about me as a councillor having to see a mother cry on the ground, filled with blood because her child has been shot. We are living with Palestine and Israel, and this country needs to stop supporting other countries when we have a crisis in South Africa. I want to say, it's time to put our money where our mouth is. Let's just do the work. We are public servants. We are all public servants. Local government needs to meet hands, hold hands with provincial government. Provincial needs to hold hands with national government.
Yeah.
And let's attend to the crisis. It's not only El Dorado Park. Mm. Yes, El Dorado Park is affected by this very badly. Westbury, Annandale, Rivoli. But Soweto also has gangsters. Pombo also has gangsters. Cliptown also has gangsters. So it's not even about the racial thing right now.
Mm.
Right now, government needs to do what they need to do. And I'm saying, community of El Dorado Park, it's time that we hold hands as a community. Let's put our differences aside and let this stop being about politics. Because when it's time for elections, politicians know where to come to. When we are in a crisis, then nobody is around to take care of us as a community. We only have each other. Let us stand up. And I still stand on the fact that the Brigadier of El Dorado Park needs to go. Maluleka needs to go. He does not have an open door policy. It is 3 years later. He doesn't want to work with anybody. He doesn't want to work with stakeholders. He doesn't want to work with councillors. He doesn't want to work with community. He doesn't want to work with CPS. He doesn't want to work with crime prevention. The leadership in the province has changed. The MEC is no longer the same. We've got a new MEC. Let the new MEC come forward. Let the new Minister of Police come forward. Let them deploy TRT. Let them deploy the army. When are they going to deploy the army? They could use resources and money to put us in COVID and already open graves to bury us, not knowing if we were going to die. But they cannot deploy the army to El Dorado Park where our children have illegal firearms. We are tired. We are tired, and as the ward council in Yabrarupa and the first citizen of this community, I will continue to advocate for the voices of the voiceless. I will continue to represent this community the same way that they voted me into power.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Councillor Kaldin. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, Bosa wants some clarity and much more easier access to that National Register of Sexual Offenders.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.